The first screenings for lung, breast, and cervical cancers are free, but the next round, needed to confirm diagnosis, can cost hundreds or thousands of dollars, leaving patients on the hook to figure out if they have cancer. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Producer Alex Olgan joins me to tell us more about this problem and who is trying to fix it. Alex, first, can you explain, please, how we even ended up in this situation?
Yeah, Dan, this dates back to the days of the Affordable Care Act. The 2010 landmark law required insurers to make lots of preventive care, including these cancer screenings, free. The whole point was to encourage people to catch cancer early, potentially saving their lives and saving the healthcare system money.
And making these tests free for patients was a big deal. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the days before the ACA when some of these tests like colonoscopies or mammograms cost hundreds or thousands of dollars.
Right, but here's the catch. The law only made the first screening test free, like mammograms for breast cancer or low-dose CT scans for lung cancer. And usually, patients need more tests to actually get a diagnosis. And as you said, the next batch of tests can be expensive. That can put some patients into what University of Michigan's Dr. Mark Fendrick calls cancer screening purgatory. He helped get these free screenings into the ACA and has been trying to force insurers to cover all the tests needed to confirm a diagnosis.
The emotional toll of being told that your first test is positive and you may have cancer is huge. Add on top of that a financial burden that either might put you into dire straits financially or lead you to give up on food, rent, or gas.
And how has Mark been trying to fix the problem, Alex?
Well, Mark and other advocates have been tackling this cancer by cancer, state by state. The most success has been in colorectal cancer, which is the second deadliest cancer in the nation. This kind of purgatory for patients convinced federal regulators to require private insurers to make follow-up colonoscopies free for many patients. And Medicare, which covers more than 60 million seniors, is expected to do the same thing next year.
What about the three other cancers, breast, cervical, and lung?
Yeah, Dan. So cervical and lung cancer advocates are still in the really early stages of addressing this issue. Copying from the colorectal playbook, breast cancer advocates have made the most progress, with at least 10 states covering more breast cancer tests now. And with some 12 million women getting follow-ups each year, advocates are still pushing for more. The group Susan G. Komen plans to introduce bills in several states next year, including Florida, Missouri, and Iowa.
And Alex, final question. There's a chance all of this progress that's been made on these free screenings goes away. What's up with that?
Yeah, a court ruling earlier this month has the potential to invalidate the required free cancer screenings. The case is still moving through the courts, but if the decision stands, the country could return to the days when individual insurers could decide which screening tests to cover, if at all.
Trade-Offs producer Alex Olgan, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dan.
To hear more about how advocates are trying to fix this problem, check out our full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.